From NPR News, this is All Things Considered. I'm Michelle Norris. Maybe it's the summer heat, or maybe it was the heat of the presidential campaign heading into convention season. Either way, it's been quite a week in the race between John McCain and Barack Obama. After Obama returned home from his overseas trip, the McCain campaign greeted him with an ad suggesting Obama is more style than substance. And a debate erupted over the so-called race card and who actually played it. And while some of Obama's vulnerabilities may have come to the surface this week, McCain also took a hit for going negative. NPR's David Greene reports on the highlights of this week in the presidential campaign.
Let's be honest here. It's not every day that a political story includes the likes of Britney Spears and Paris Hilton. But they were the rage on the trail this week after John McCain released an ad saying Obama's got their kind of star power.
He's the biggest celebrity in the world. But is he ready to lead?
McCain suggested not. He told voters Obama's eloquence and passion may not mean much.
Senator Obama says he's going to change Washington, but his solution is to simply make government bigger and raise your taxes to pay for it. We've been doing that for years, and it hasn't worked.
That was the Arizona senator yesterday in Wisconsin, where he took some questions. One woman reminded him of his pledge to avoid negative attacks.
And the one yesterday with comparing him to Britney Spears and Paris Hilton, like, I was like, okay. So it seems like to Americans like me and other people, like, you may have flip-flopped on what you had said earlier. And what is your response to that?
Well, first of all, let me say that there are differences, and we are drawing those differences. And I've said earlier, I admire his campaign. But what we are talking about here is substance and not style.
Obama responded to the ad in Missouri Wednesday. He said when it comes to substance, McCain's new ad doesn't have much.
The only strategy they've got in this election is to try to scare you about me. They're going to try to say that I'm a risky guy. They're going to try to say, well, you know, he's got a funny name. And he doesn't look like all the presidents on the dollar bills and the $5 bills.
If Obama was trying to dismiss the new ad, that comment about U.S. currency didn't end up helping him. McCain's campaign accused Obama, by saying he looks different than other presidents, of playing the race card. Obama's campaign denied any racial undertone, but since Wednesday, much of the chatter on TV's been about race and the ad.
Who's injecting race into the race?
Senator Barack Obama is playing the race card here, whether it's smart politics or not.
He's playing the race card. He's responding.
He has to inject race into the campaign, and it's a shame.
But Alex, isn't it the McCain campaign that's using the word race?
McCain's aggressive posture this week does have some echoes of the Democratic primaries when another candidate mocked Obama as just a speaker who can draw adoring crowds.
The sky will open. The light will come down. Celestial choirs will be singing. And everyone will know we should do the right thing and the world will be perfect.
That was Hillary Clinton in late February. About a week later, she won several primaries, including Ohio. In exit polls there, voters were asked whether the candidates had specific plans to solve problems. And on that question, Obama lagged behind Clinton by double digits.
All right. I promised we were going to do a town hall meeting, so I'm going to take off my jacket here. We're getting serious now.
This week, like during the primaries, Obama answered by holding question and answer sessions with voters. His point is to show it's not just about the big formal speeches.
All right, it's the guy's turn. This young man, since he's got an Obama t-shirt.
This was Wednesday in the small town of Rolla, Missouri.
All right, what's he doing over there? Oh, he wants to have a picture taken while he's asking the question. That's good, all right.
It's a pleasure to speak to you, sir.
Thank you.
My name is Wade McBride, and I recently lost my manufacturing job here in Rolla.
At this point, Obama stopped the jokes.
I'm sorry you lost your job. Where were you working?
Briggs & Stratton Manufacturing.
Obama told Wade he'd invest in renewable forms of energy. That's one way, Obama said, to put people like Wade back to work.
We can start having you work building a windmill that will produce energy. We can have you making solar panels because we're retrofitting all our buildings all across America.
After Wade, Obama tried to call on another Missouri voter.
This young lady's been standing up the whole time.
The woman said she was actually from Chicago.
What are you doing? Where are you here in Rolla?
Because we heard you were going to be here.
Oh, see there?
Another reminder that Obama is a celebrity, whether it's in his best interest or not. David Greene, NPR News.